Welcome. I'm here with Cedar and we're contemplating core teachings and something that's come up for us that I think is profound enough to put under core teachings is present moment awareness. So just going to speak to that as our topic for today. Eckhart Tolle, a decade or two ago, really nailed the whole present moment awareness thing, the power of now, and practicing the power of now, which I've read, which is a nice subsequent book. And in my experience of things, I would put this under timeless. So his book is not old for being 20 years old, or what have you. And so the power of the present moment awareness. That's Cedar just sharing with us a little release, which she often does in the beginning of our programs. If you do notice that in the first minute or two, Cedar will often cough or have a large roll around. In this case, a sit up that is a release. So, as we move forward into the new paradigm, it's really important for us to remember that as we move into new things, we must remove old things so there's space for the new things. Not that we're bound in any way to finite space, but in the third dimensional plane, we very much are. So just keeping that in mind, as you expand your awakening, let go of limiting beliefs, and create space for that awakening, and invite more awakening as a way of getting rid of or evolving past, ascending past things, past ways of doing things, limiting beliefs as they're commonly known. And this will accelerate our awakening. Everything's accelerating as we know, and present moment awareness in a state of meditation, especially, but also in just a state of life, day-to-day life, is a very profound one. The present moment is not good or bad. What it does have, which is important to note, and we do this in our meditations often, is it does have a vibrational frequency. So you can take any moment and acknowledge and bring awareness to what vibrational frequencies are most dominant. That is to say, what feelings are you having the most strongly in that moment? Now, the good news is, which is also the bad news, is that after you move past that moment, you move on to the next moment where all could be lost. You could go from happy to sad. Heaven forbid, or from sad to happy, happy and sad both being things that you're giving value and measure to that are arbitrary and subjective. Present moment awareness is the heartbeat of life on planet Earth in the three-dimensional sense. Humans, as part of their ascension programming, or better said, their ascension pathway, is learning that they first transcend the physical third dimensional world that they're mostly stuck in. And second, as we expand into greater levels of consciousness and take on the challenge of being as spiritually awoken as possible in this lifetime, we then connect to the pieces that you might call droplets, so subdrops of the drop spark of divine that you are. The present moment is one of these such droplets. The present moment is also, and this is where some new power comes in, it's our pathway to our communication of a less physical form to people like angels and guides and spirit, G-O-D as it's sometimes called. And present moment is also something no one can take from you. People can hold you in a frame. It can make the present moment not so nice. Think, you know, torturous situations. Not that we want to be attached to such things. But uncomfortable situations. Could be as simple as a seat that's too small for you, or a seat in a car that's too far back. Now you're having trouble touching the pedals. Whatever your challenge might be, you can frame the situation around the perception in the present moment. You can put on a jacket, you can open a window, you can turn on the heat, you can turn on the lights because it just got dark, you can grab a drink, you can do all these things. And when reduced to just things, all the different movements, the present moment can also be boiled down to, in a spiritual sense, now we're leaving the physical into the more non-physical, can be boiled down to the feeling that is being shot out into the universe, the thought. And one step deeper still, without getting complexly deep, which can be done, the magnitude of that feeling or thought, as Anastasia tends to use the word thought more to describe this. This thought gets powered by feeling, which is further powered by purity. And it's exponential. To what magnitude, I do not know. It's probably infinite in both directions based on the driver. The idea is that the purer you are, the more deep and powerful the thought, and the more feeling that's invoked in the thought, that is the vibrational frequency. She just got something to say here. She got excited about vibrational frequency, which was what it always boils down to. That is the moving piece of the present moment, is the vibrational frequency of things and the movement. I was speaking about magnification. The point I'm trying to make, which is more profound, is as you go forth thinking things and intending things, keep an eye on those variables. What's my purity? What's my purity at? And what is my depth of thought, if you will? Overall quality, Cedar's adding. And third, and not most important, but equally important, is the feeling, which is essentially that vibrational frequency that we started with back again. But it's amplified by purity and by depth of thought. So, coming back and closing on present moment awareness, the present moment, the now, is the only moment. Past and the future are, from this perspective in the third dimension, things of non-consequence, because they've either happened already and are behind us, the past, the water under the bridge, or they are ahead of us, the cataclysm that is actually most likely not to happen. However, still on the plate, the hitting by lightning or what have you, the lottery winning. The present moment is real. It's where the vibrational frequency exists in the third dimension. This is our place where we spend a lot of time in meditation. Meditation, as you know, is time spent in the non-form. And the non-form is where we're from. It's where we are a drop in the sea, and not just a suspended raindrop with a 6-foot fence between the next raindrop. Meditation is also where we connect to guides, spirits, angels, archangels, JC, all of his homies, Anastasia, all of her homies, every plant, every, I could go on and on, Buddha, don't forget, you know, whoever, Isis, whatever is of more non-physical than physical is often remembered in that way. In the present moment, in Meditation 101, we're connected to the breath. And if we're connected to the breath, we're connected to spirit. If we're connected to spirit, we shouldn't have much to worry about. You are fully powerful, sovereign and alive in the present moment. A sequence of moments can be stolen from you by force, but a present moment can be taken back. This is really important to note. I often think in these changing times, 2022, early 2022, this is being said, that we have to take our power back. Well, what does that mean? Well, what that means is you are a spark of the divine, so you have access to the whole ocean of consciousness. You have the ability to have unity consciousness or Christ consciousness, which is, depending on whose ladder you're using, sub to unity consciousness, but on the path to, all of which stem from a root of peace, which has not yet been achieved on planet Earth, and is the first big piece. But I believe if we strive for unity consciousness and Christ consciousness and do things like acknowledge that we have full power in the present moment, and if in that present moment we're seeking for such things, are engaged in such things, or are getting closer to such things, then over time we should be just fine. Inviting you, closing here, as you go on your journey to acknowledge the present moment, learn from the past, let it go, create space for the future, learn from the past as you let it go, create good, peaceful relations there with the past. And then as you look to the future, create space. And in that space, fill it with your deepest, darkest intentions, your brightest lights, all the good stuff. The new paradigm, as we call it. And do the things, including the meditation and the putting screws into boards and all that. Doing stuff that is true to the third dimensional plane. We should be good. Now. Thank you for sharing with us as we talked about the only moment that matters, the present moment awareness, the now. Baby C, is there any? She's become super chill and zen now. She's in the zone. Here we go. Welcome to the new paradigm. Thanks for joining us. We love you. Thanks for rocking with us. We'll see you at the next level.